Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. I know this is an early time, but there were some difficulties, so what are you going to do? So I'm calling my guests, which are the Perishables.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Brandon?
Yes, you are.
Okay, this is Mac. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Is EJ there too?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am.
Well, hello, EJ, and how are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. And just so you guys know, we are on the air, and I just want to reiterate for people listening that I have Brandon and EJ, who are also known as the Perishables. Okay,
oh,
so
no.
I know you... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, hello.
Yeah, sometimes there's like little glitches, and I don't know when somebody's talking, so sorry if I interrupted someone.
Oh, you're fine.
This is a laid-back show, so whenever anybody wants to jump in, they can. I know you guys met in kindergarten, so you've known each other a long time. But before we start talking about the Perishables, I would like to you to give like a short biography of yourselves as individuals, like, you know, where you grew up, when you realized you were interested in music, your first public appearance, which includes backyards, and basically whatever you feel like sharing with us about you as an individual. So we'll start with Brandon.
Oh, okay. Well, I was born and raised in Finleyville, PA, and, I always just lived around that area. I live in South Park now, so I never really moved that far away, but it's only about 4 minutes from Finleyville. But ever since I discovered, like, MTV and, like, Fuse TV, I started listening to, like, hard rock bands and metal bands and, like, Nirvana and Guns N' Roses and Metallica and stuff like that, Linkin Park. I always wanted to just, like, be like those guys and play guitar and stuff. So when I was, like, 15, I think I asked my parents if I could get a guitar for Christmas, and they got me one, and I destroyed their ears for, like, a couple years until I moved out. But, yeah, I've been playing guitar on and off since I was 15, and then I – recently, back in 2020, I discovered EJ again. Well, we started a band back in, like...
Before we actually knew how to play instruments.
We just show up and start, like, beating on drums and strumming, like, things and trying to do stuff, and we just wasn't doing a good job. But we were having fun, and that's all that matters.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I've been just doing that kind of thing, and then... 2020 rolls around, everyone's laid off, I'm laid off, I start getting into music again, and I got to contact at EJ, and we started a band up, and we've been doing it ever since, and now my first live performance was with EJ, actually. We played at the Forge Urban Winery, and played like a 15-minute set. It went pretty good, and we've just been playing a couple gigs every month now, and we're just trying to, you know, make it.
Okay, so EJ, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before the Perishables?
Definitely. Well, Brandon was my first bandmate. I just had some itch to keep, you know. I had a couple cousins that were into music, and, you know, it just really drove me to want to learn how to do something. And Brandon and I, we both had an instrument, but we didn't know how to play, and, you know, we decided to dive headfirst into that, and none of that worked out for us, so we kind of went our separate ways for a while, and I formed another band with a classmate when I was 18, 19, and we wound up, you know, hitting the stage and playing just our local community center, you know what I mean? It wasn't anything special,
mm-hmm.
but it was just something for us to do at the time, and, you know, again, after two or three years, we wound up going our separate ways. We had, you know, a couple things under our belt, you know, several shows, and then I didn't do anything for a while, formed another band about 7 years later, and we started playing some shows, went our separate ways again, and then, you know, 2020 rolled around, and I was like, I got nothing to do, started making some drum covers, and Brandon decided, hey, you know what, let's see if we can do something, and then we, like, reignited this flame from all the way back in the day, like an old love or something.
Aww. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I know a lot of people can relate to that. You know somebody a really long time, and then you kind of like drift apart, and then you come back together. My current housemate is a really good friend, but we didn't really like have much contact other than mail for years and years and years. And now she's my housemate. So there you go.
Yeah, it's pretty wild
so
how life decides itself together.
Yeah. Well, EJ, while I've got you talking, is there a venue that is like a dream of yours to perform in, you know, like Vegas or whatever?
I keep my sights small for right now. I mean, it would be really cool to play bigger venues, I'm sure, but there's a local one. I've seen so many of my favorite bands there, and it's just one of those deals where, you know, you've seen the great path through it. It's Mr. Smalls. Mm-hmm. I played there once before with my first band, but it wasn't really much. It was very understated as a show, but I think it would be fun to go back there as like a serious billing. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with setting your sights smaller than, as you know, going to Vegas. I just use that as an example because there are lots of places to play. I mean, just like here in Ohio, there's lots of places that you could play and get lots of attention because you go to the Flats down in Cleveland and that's basically what that is just bands performing. So, yeah, I gotcha. Brandon, what about you?
Well, for me, I kind of got the same thing going on like EJ. I got my sights a little bit lower. I think right now my next big goal is to get a gig at the Craft House because I've seen a lot of great bands that are, you know, used to be really big, and now they kind of tone it down a little bit, go through there. And a lot of bands with big followings. I just saw Sarah Longfield there last year, and a lot of local bands open up. But you really got to know your stuff to get into that venue, you know. I'd like to get there. That's like the next step for me, you know, to think about getting into is like the Craft House.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Okay, now I know that, you know, COVID and everything has changed a lot of things for everybody. So you may not go any farther than PA, but do you guys only perform in PA? And anybody that wants to answer, it doesn't matter to me.
I mean, right now, I mean, we're playing only in PA, but we're down to go to Ohio, West Virginia, you know, whatever, Kentucky, the tri-state area, you know, anywhere, really.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go anywhere. We only got a little bit of a following in Pennsylvania right now, so as we grow, we'll, our miles will grow too, you know?
I think as long as the drive is worth the travel, you know, that's really the defining factor, you know?
Mm. Well, yeah, I have a really good friend that has a one-man band, and he plays, like, multiple instruments and some of them at the same time, and he's like, he goes mainly in like the tri-state area, and yeah, he performs all over, and he even does like free shows for like special needs kids and stuff, and they just love it. So yeah, once you get a little like some more performances in your belt, you could probably go all over the place. I mean, you did just form in, what was that, August of 2020? The current band.
Yes, that's when we formed in August 2020, yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's not that long. It's only been not even 2 years yet. So as far as I could see, you're doing good, because I did check out your website. And for people that don't know, the Perishables, their name is spelled P-A-R-I-S-H-A-B-L-E-S, because it's part of Brandon's name. And so while I'm talking about that, why don't you tell anybody that's listening how you thought of that name, the Perishables,
than it being
your name?
Well, that's the funny thing. Like, it originally was Brandon Parrish. That's what we were going as. And I was like, well, at the time, you know, we had another member. And I'm like, we're more of like a band. It's not really just me. And I felt like, you know, the music we're kind of playing, usually there's not like a guy that says, I'm, you know, Brandon Parrish, or, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm not Kurt Cobain. I'm Nirvana. You know, so I figured we need a band name. And then I don't know. I posted something online, and a good friend of ours actually put, oh, you guys messed your band name up. I'm like, why? He says, you should have called yourself the Perishables. And I'm like, I really like that. We discussed it, and next thing you know, that's what we decided to be.
Corny as it may be, I think it's very fitting, especially for right now.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, you know, and that it's unique, and it kind of, it evolved from Brandon Parrish to the Perishables.
Yeah, right.
It's like Pokemon, like evolved, you know?
Yeah, and it actually goes along with the whole COVID thing. Like, just about everything is perishable. I mean, you can't get baby food, you can't get, and sorry to mention this, talking to two guys, but the newest thing that I've heard of that's getting hard to get is female products. I know what I mean, but because of the supply issues, and that's, you know, terrible. But I'm just saying the name does go along with that, so that is kind of cool. Did you think of that at all when you were making that name? About how it, like, goes into that, or no? I mean, it doesn't matter either way. It's just a question. It doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, no, I don't think we really thought that through. It was just kind of like a play on words, honestly, you know? It was something that was like, oh, that's kind of funny and, you know, just a little weird. So why not? That kind of fits us. You know, that's definitely an interesting take on the name of the band. I never thought of it like that. What about you, Bram?
Yeah, I mean, I look the same way. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like a pun on words. I mean, if you come to meet us and know us, you know, we're just a bunch of goofballs anyway. So, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I always thought in the beginning that the name was actually kind of goofy, but as it goes on, we're kind of making a little bit of a name for ourselves. It's a pretty cool band name, I think. And
so goofy, but it's fun.
Yeah, just like us. We're goofy, but we're fun.
I think it's a very cool name, because when I first saw that, I just figured that it was a take on the word perishable, and because at the time when I first heard about the band, I didn't know that it was part of Brandon's name. So I was just looking at the name by itself without knowing your name, and I thought it was cool then. So there you go.
Awesome. Yeah, that was like kind of like an idea I had. With like a lot of people wouldn't know that, and when they figured it out, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's even cooler, you know? I actually got a funny story. Yeah. I was shipping this guy a T-shirt he bought online of ours. Uh-huh. And whenever I was shipping it, the guy at the post office, he was like, is there anything perishable in here? And I'm like, well.
That is funny. And you tell him, yeah, it is, or no, you didn't bother trying to make a joke.
I tried to make one. He just kind of looked at me like I was, like, half mental. So, you know, it didn't go over too well. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, some people just, you know, they don't have a sense of humor. Or maybe he had a hard day, who knows. But that is
yeah.
anything perishable in there. So speaking of that, the store, so your website that I started to talk about it before, it's theperishables.com for anybody listening, and that's P-A-R-I-S-H-A-B-L-E-S for anybody listening. So if you want to go there, they have a store. They have all kinds of merchandise there to sell. And, excuse me. So I was checking it out a little while ago. And you could probably think of what caught my eye. I saw that CD, The Perishables Keep Refrigerated. I was like, that is so funny. So whichever one of you wants to talk about it, or if you both want to talk about it, that's fine. But tell me about that CD and the types of songs that are on it. I know that one of them has to do with a quarantine, but I'll let you go ahead and talk now.
Well, it was actually EJ's idea for the that name, and it was pretty. It's just kind of funny how it all panned out, really. I mean,
yeah, I work at a taco place, and we wound up we had a bunch of things that say perishable on them, and I thought it was funny because we were trying to rack our brains. What are we going to do for a cover for the next album? Do we go outside? Do we take a band picture? Yada yada yada. Trying to hire somebody to do it? No, and I just took a picture of one of the boxes that said, hey, it was perishable, you know, scratched everything out with a Sharpie, and Brandon thought it was funny. So that was really all it took. It was just like, made us both giggle. Cool. Let's roll with it.
That's funny.
But,
oh, and for anybody listening, it's only $5. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, scoop it up if you guys want. No, you're fine.
Scoop it up.
Yeah, as far as the song goes, that's really a mixed bag. We're just, you know, Brandon's got a bunch of ideas and things that he's trying to expand on that he tried to do as a solo project. And we're just kind of working on things together, trying to get a feel for who we are and what we want to be. And that's just kind of like our first full experiment of an outing, I guess, show what we can do.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, like I was going to say, we got like a lot of, like the genre range here. We kind of go by like punk rock, metal, and grunge because, like, you know, some of our songs are like heavy and some of them are like borderline soft rock. So we really kind of change it up a lot. Now, I mean, as we've been moving on, we seem like we're getting more and more heavier as we go, but I mean, we I don't know. We don't want to be one of those bands that are, you know, you heard three songs and you're like, oh, geez, okay, I heard everything you guys have. Like, you kind of want to keep it interesting and keep the spice going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know, and that's kind of like what we try to do. So that's why on that record or CD, you know, there's three songs and they're all completely different. Like, you'd be like, wait, what's going on? Like, you're listening to Quarantine Blues, and then you listen to Grass Warmer, and you're like, wait. And then you're like, and then you put I Have Changed on there, and you're like, I am really confused here. Yeah, because you got like, I don't even know what to even call it. You got like soft rock mixed with like, I don't even know what you want to call it, like folk punk. And then like a metal song. So,
well, there's nothing wrong with that because that's actually a popular way to go because that's what my really good friend does. I've known him for like, and this will, you know, show how old I am, but I've known him for over 30 years. But he plays like a variety. Although he does have his favorite types to play, he will play other stuff too. And it makes him very well-rounded. So you guys are well-rounded. Nothing wrong with that.
Variety is the spice of life.
That's the way we thought about it, too.
So do you both write the music and or lyrics, or does only one of you do that?
Well, I do most of the writing, but we got some new songs coming out soon that we both collaborated on writing lyrics with and stuff. So as we progress, we're all pitching into new aspects of everything, really.
Yeah, I think we're a little too early off in our we were basically starting to finish Brandon's songs before we decided to delve into anything further. We kind of tapped out new resources. So now it's kind of like a building process where anything after this is going to be built together and, you know, go more piece by piece than just like he hands me something and I got to figure out something for it.
Hmm. So now do you just play the guitar and EJ, do you just play the drums, or do you both play other instruments as well, whether you play them good or not? And I'm not saying you're not good. I'm just saying either one, both.
Well, I play guitar and sing, and, I goof around on the piano, but I'm not good. I don't even, would never even play it live yet. But, about it. I mean, I have a bass guitar and a ukulele I goof around on, but I'm not like really good. I'm just really better at straight guitar. I bought a 7-string guitar and I can like hardly play it because that one extra string. So, but like, I mean, I'm learning, you know, I'm not like horrible. I mean, I know my way around the guitar and I've been learning a lot more. I still take lessons, you know, even playing gigs out live. I still always learn. There's always something to learn, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just stick to drums because, it's kind of like my first love basically. So it, you know, go with what you know, essentially keep building on that. And it's going to be the thing that you're best at, so to speak. You know, I can't really say. But I do dabble around with a little bit of keyboard, but mostly just to, like, understand the theory behind music more than to actually play an instrument and try and figure out how to, like, build a song on top of that. So I'm not adept at playing keyboard, but it's not something that I would put past us doing in the future either. Yeah, aside from that, just stick to the drums, kind of stay in your lane and know what you're good at.
And EJ is very, like, musically inclined, you know. EJ is very musically inclined. Like, he don't play guitar or anything, but he, like, today we're at band practice, and he's like, I need you to play the C chord, F chord, a G chord, and the F chord. He don't know how to do that, but he knows that that will make a good song. And, you know, it's funny, like, it's just different ways of doing things, you know?
Filling each other's gaps.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with just playing, for the most part, what you really know and what you really like, especially. Because now, see me, as far as the musical world, I'm a master of, well, I wouldn't really say all trades. I'm not a master of all trades. I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. Because I'm not really good enough to perform any of them, although I did perform on the piano once and people clapped, so I guess it wasn't too bad.
Hey, that's good, though.
But,
you know, you can get yourself out there.
But, well, the thing is it's not like something that I really care about doing. Because if I did, I would have pursued it. I would have taken lessons and things, because I never took a lesson. I just, one day, my sister was the one taking lessons. And I thought, you know what? I kind of feel like seeing what I can do on here. And all I started doing was playing things that I heard, like on the radio. So basically, you know, playing by ear. And then my sister gets mad at me because I'm playing 100% better than her, because she's doing like and I'm playing like with almost no mistakes and never had a lesson. And she had, at that time, had like 2 years of lessons already, and she was still terrible. But she's the one that had the interest. I didn't really have an interest per se. I just, oh yeah, I want to try this. Just like when a friend of mine was playing the flute, I thought, hey, let me give this a try. So she said, yeah, go ahead with her flute. And I just started playing her flute because I don't even look at the music. I just, if I hear something and then I play it, and that's just how I do. And I've played the flute and piano and lots of other things. The guitar, although I'm not very good on that at all, which is kind of funny because father, who was a captain in the United States Army in World War II, he, in his young days, he played on the radio. He played guitar. And so he was musically inclined. But, yeah, that didn't seem to get passed down to me or actually any of my siblings because, as far as I know, none of us have any musical big abilities. But, yeah, it's okay. We have other things that we got going on for us. So one thing that I wanted to ask you both, so whoever wants to answer first, doesn't matter, because basically it's just a free-for-all. Just whenever you want to jump in, just say something. You don't even really have to wait for a question. If you want to say something, go ahead. But do you have either one of you, because it may be one of those things that one of you has an aspiration for this and one of you don't, that you want to get your band and your band's music into films? Do one of you or both of you have those aspirations?
I can't really say. Yeah, no, it's not something I've really considered in terms of like being an actuality, because I feel a lot of times our sites are focused so narrowly on just trying to achieve like the next thing. You know, you kind of try and set out like a whole game plan of things that you're going to do, and things don't always come to term the way they should. But, you know, we sometimes focus so narrowly on just the next goal that's the only thing you're kind of working towards. You know, I've never really thought about film, maybe video games at most, but like, even still, that's kind of like a fever dream in my head, because it's kind of hard to think about where your music would fit in that kind of context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if it happens, it happens. You know, that'd be awesome. It's not really something that, like, we're, like, yearning for. It's not like a goal, but, I mean, you know, if somebody wanted to put our song in their movie or whatever, you know, I think it'd be a cool thing to do. Hey, why not, you know?
Well, I mean, I kind of figured that if somehow or another one of your songs wanted to be put in a film, somebody wanted to put in a film, I don't think you'd say no.
Yeah, right? That'd be a dumb idea, right?
So now I'm going to give a shout-out to somebody, because how I heard of you guys is through Jason Delzell, whom you know is in the movie business. He's even got his own movie company. And so he had heard you guys play, and he thought you were great, because he was the one that was telling me all about you. And that's one of the reasons why I asked the question, since he is in film. So I just thought, you know, maybe you were thinking about that even just a little bit, because he is one of those people that, like, helps his friends as much as he can. I mean, I'm like that, too. That's actually one of the reasons why I have this show, because I like to help my friends promote whatever it is that they got going on. And now, yes, you're a friend of a friend, but that also makes you my friend in my mind. So that's why I want to get into this kind of stuff so that people can know about you and know about your music, what kind of music you play, excuse me, where you play, and just to get a rough idea of you. And you never know, one of these days, maybe you and Jason will collaborate on getting one of your songs in there.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. We've actually talked about it. Like, I actually was thinking about that when you said that. I was actually going to mention that Pantera Films, but, yeah, it just it didn't get that far. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, we threw around the idea. You know, he said, you know, he asked me about, I think he said that he's going to come out with a Hobo for the World soundtrack, which is his, you know, movie that he's shooting right now. And he asked, you know, we could put a song on. I said, yeah, you know, it's fine. Yeah, whatever, it's fine with me. You know, I think that collaborative albums are really cool things. I discovered a lot of music that way with, you know, a CD with like 20 different bands on it. That's like the coolest way to, you know, discover things. So, yeah, I was totally down with that. I think they're also shooting another film right now. Can't remember what it's called, though.
Oh, right at the moment.
Shingles.
I can't
That's
recall.
That's what it was. Yeah, they're shooting Shingles right now, and then I think they're also shooting Hobo for the World. Hobo Save the World. So, yeah, I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on right now. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I told them, hey, if you guys want to throw our songs in there, just, you know, let us know first, and hey, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, especially with somebody that's up and coming as well. It's cool to collaborate with people like that. You're in the same kind of sphere together already. So it's nice to help one another along.
And they, I don't know if you know this, but they actually did our music video for Divided We Fall. They actually did the video for us. So that was nice of them to do. They didn't even ask for a single dime. So that, you know, they're really good people, and I wish them the best on whatever they do, you know?
Yeah, I actually did know that, but thank you for telling the listeners, because people like to know that kind of stuff too, because I'm also one of those people that one of my things is introducing people. I've introduced people in the movie business to other people in the movie business that, you know, didn't know that person, and many, many times they end up working together. And I've had a few of those people on my show, and then a caller calls in and says, hey, yeah, you know, Matt got us together and we made this film. And it's not that I need to hear that. I just think it's cool that it happens. So I would like to see that happen for you guys. I would to hear your music on Hobo Saves the World.
Yeah, if they could figure out a way to fit us into a scene, you know, that'd definitely be cool. But I think it'd be funny to have, like, Quarantine Blues cut in there somewhere. But, it would definitely have to fit the scene for sure. But
yeah, I'm sure one of our songs, you know, maybe, well, you know, it's all really up to their discretion and all that and what goes with the film. You know, they're the experts. And we're just musicians, you know?
Well, you never want to say just musicians, because there are so many things that any profession, you're more than just the sum of the parts. Because like a mother or a father, they're more than just that. They're of course, they don't have the degree, well, some of them do, but most don't. They may or may not have a degree as a doctor, but they're actually like a doctor because they take care of their kids' boo-boos, and they nurse them back to health, and they help educate them. So they're an educator, and it's kind of the same thing with you guys. I mean, yeah, you're musicians, but you're also performers. Obviously, because you can be a musician and not be a performer, and you can be a performer and not be a musician, but you guys are both. And so you got that, and you also are
good at PR, with talking to people. So you've got a lot of things going for you. So, yeah, just don't think of
yourself.
Appreciate
the compliment.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, we're just musicians, because I've kind of said that myself before, not about musician, but like when I was working as a nurse. I'm not working as a nurse right now because I'm disabled, but I would say, well, I'm just a nurse, and it would just slip out because I know there's no just about it, because I had to go to school. I had to learn the stuff that I learned, and doesn't make me any less good than a doctor. And in fact, most of the time I knew more than what the doctors knew, which is actually true most of the time when you think about doctors and nurses. It's just that they have the medical degree, and so they get to say what's what. But the nice part is if you get a good doctor, and there are some that won't, but if you get a good doctor, they'll say, well, what do you think we should do? And then you tell them, and they say, okay, let's do that. But some doctors, yeah, they won't listen to you at all. You'll give them their opinion and your opinion, and they just act like you don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah. So there's nothing wrong with any profession. I actually give every profession credit, even some of the, unmentionable ones, because, hey, somebody's got to do it.
And so somebody has to have that kind of knowledge, you know. There's got to be somebody doing the dirt, so to speak.
Right. Well, and not that I'm just bragging on myself, but I'm sure that you guys are the same way. One reason why no matter where I worked, people would like me is because, and not that I was looking to make friends, because I don't care if people like me or not, I couldn't care less, but the thing is I would treat everybody on the same level. I wouldn't look down on, say, somebody in housekeeping or somebody who, was a nursing assistant. Oh, well, you're just a nursing assistant. Well, what does that mean? A nursing assistant is very important. They have a hard job. I mean, I used to be one back in the day, and I know how hard it is. And you do a lot of back-breaking work. And most of the time, it's thankless. And so I don't do that. I treat everybody on the same level. And there was one housekeeper at one place. I won't say a lot about it, but there was one housekeeper at this one place I was working at. She came in, and she emptied my trash. Thank you very much. And she turned around and said, what? And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I said, thank you. And she went, oh. And I said, what's the matter? I said, did it sound like I was like, I didn't mean it or something? And she said, oh, no, that's not it. It's just that I've worked here for 5 years and nobody has ever thanked me for emptying a trash can.
Oh, that's
and I said, well, that's, yeah, I said, that's just horrible. And then I told her, I said, you know, if it wasn't for you emptying that trash can, you know who would have to empty it? Me. Of course I'm going to thank you for it, because otherwise I have to do it. So thank you very much. And then she laughed, you know, and then we became like, you know, not friends, but good acquaintances at work. So you guys probably do the same thing, basically, only with your music, because, yeah, you guys are good at playing music, and that's why people love going to listen to you, because if we didn't have somebody good like you guys or, you know, other musicians, we'd have to try to make the music ourselves, and, yeah. Mike, we're not all good musicians, or else we wouldn't pay to go listen to musicians.
Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. You know, we try our best to help others out as well. We try to be courteous, and you know, like you said, everyone's job's important. You know, we need everyone out. Everything happens for a reason, and that's because people do it. And if those people didn't do it, then that wouldn't happen. You know,
and the whole deal is the whole reason you have a job is because somebody doesn't want to do that themselves. So yeah, no, you're getting paid to do something that we, you know, sometimes it may feel thankless, but unfortunately, sometimes your paycheck is also the way that it's like, hey, thank you for doing what you do. This is the best that you're going to get, maybe a pizza party at the end of the year. But, like, you know, it's still one of those deals where, yeah, you know, I'm doing a service for somebody that definitely, you know, no matter what it is, like you said, even changing a trash bag, it's something where, like, okay, it's either that or I have to do everything myself. What am I also going to have to sweep the floor and, you know?
And I also feel like as a human race, we've also, in the past 20 years, gotten a lot, you know, more colder. Like, I feel like, you know, we used to be a lot more courteous at one time, and now everyone's really ready to jump down your throat over the smallest thing. And it's, I don't know, I just feel like people should give people some chances sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. There are just so many narcissistic people that think that they're the only ones that matter. And I saw that a lot as a nurse. And I know it's important. You're in the hospital because, you know, at one time I worked in the hospital for a few years. Yes, you're in the hospital, and yes, you have problems. However, you're not the worst. You don't have the worst problems. And the thing is, I've got 10 other people I'm taking care of, and I would never say it that way, but like I would get people so nasty to me and call me names and everything just because if they could get a pill, they wanted it right at 5 o'clock. And I would try to explain to them, I've got other people asking for it, not that they're any more important than you, but just like what you would expect me to do, whoever asks me first is going to be the first one to get that pill. And then the second person gets it. It's a first come, first serve thing when it comes to pills that aren't scheduled. And then most of the time they were okay after I explained it to them, because it's like, you know, I can't give everybody their pills at the same time. You know, just like with your music. You guys can't play music that everybody loves. I mean, that's impossible. Nobody can do that because not everybody likes the same kind of music. But you can aspire to, which from what I've read and heard so far of you, you do aspire to that, to try not to be stuck in a rut with one type of music. You want to get other audiences because you want people to listen to you, which only makes sense since you're a musician.
Right, absolutely. You know, we, that's really what it's all about, you know. It's just, I really don't know how to say it. We have our own way of doing things, just like every other band, so.
Yeah, you got to stay in your lane and figure out what works best for you. It doesn't matter if, you know, somebody else agrees with it, as long as you know that you're creating something that makes you happy at the end of the day, and you're satisfied with what you've done, then who else do you need to satisfy?
Yeah, and I totally agree. So now getting back to your website, I know, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about it, because we've got like 10 minutes left. The time does go by fast. So tell us a little bit, either one of you or both of you, to tell us a little bit about the website, like what's on there. I mean, I know what's on there, but I want you to tell the listeners so they can know what to look for when they go to the website. So whoever wants to start.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, if you go to www.theperishables.com, that's theperishables.com. you know, you'll be at the main page, and it'll show you a picture of us, and then you scroll down a little bit, it'll tell you our upcoming shows. And as you continue on through the site, there's different keys, different areas up top. You know, you can view all of our best YouTube videos there on there. We also have our EPK up there for people that want to know more about us. We have a store with T-shirts and albums, stickers, stuff like that. And, I mean, that's the gist of it. And there's also a quick link, the music sign. It says The Perishables on the front of the site, and there's a little music sign. Well, if you click on that, it'll take you to solo.to/theperishables.com, and that takes you to every one of our social media sites, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. We're on all of those, Reverb Nation. So that's what that does. And it's a good way to, if you want to explore us in any way, any avenue, that's the best way to do it. We try to set up our site user-friendly as possible. So hope people to check it out, enjoy it, and get the most out of it, you know?
Well, that's one good thing about the social media age, because now see, I'm 62, so I remember 8 tracks. So,
hey, I got on 8 tracks, so it's okay.
No, I don't remember stuff older than that, because I'm not that old, but. Yeah, I remember 8 tracks. So with you guys, with the social media, that's a good way to get people to know about you, to learn about you, to maybe get like a small taste of your music. Because I also noticed on your website there that you do have a little sample on there so that people can get a sample of your music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, you know. And like I said, we're on everything. You can listen to a lot of us, for free. A lot of the stuff we have out is all pretty much free. So go listen.
Hey, they'll take it for free if we don't give it for free.
Exactly.
Well, and doing stuff for free sometimes is a way to get people to listen and then eventually pay. Because some of the biggest stars in music, films, and other venues, they started out with that, just doing stuff for free. Like some of the well-known artists started out doing paintings at birthday parties where they may or may not have gotten paid. Some of them did it for free. And then they became,
right,
famous painters or photographers or whatever that they would do. So, yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with doing this stuff for free, and there's also nothing wrong with charging for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're listening for free, we still are making a little bit. Nothing nuts, though. We make most of our money off merch and concert tickets, so those are the greatest ways to support any artist is merch and concert tickets. So
that's the challenge, is getting the people to come in. That's why you got to be good. That's where your value kind of has to, unfortunately, lie, because this is also a business too.
Yes, it is.
Right. But that's where social media and the current social media age makes it at least a little bit easier for entrepreneurs like yourselves, because not just musicians, but for filmmakers, for sculptors, for anybody that's doing anything, the social media helps them get the word out that, hey, I'm doing this. Like I have what I wanted to say was little person. And normally I wouldn't even mention it, like to talk about her, but, she uses that as a way to get people to know about little people. So I know she wouldn't care that I mention her, but she talks about her specific form of dwarfism. She makes these little videos and everything. But then she also has little side businesses, like she makes jewelry and stuff like that. And social media just helps her so much that, you know, I know that it helps people. And it's helped me too, so I know that it's better than what it used to be years ago when you had to do actual legwork.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely, it's a good way to get anything you want to get out there, you know.
It's a lot easier to connect with an audience and find people that are like-minded, because instead of scraping your community for anybody that understands what you're going through, you've got a much larger sample of people to, you know, really get in touch with.
Right. So now you guys also have, I know you've got, you know, social media all over. You mentioned it already and how they can get to it from your website and all that. But I know you have a Facebook page, The Perishables. So if people wanted to take a look at that, because I know that a lot of people use Facebook more than other stuff. I mean, of course, it's not true of everybody, but I'm one of the people that uses Facebook more than the others. I use the other stuff, but not as much, because, like, Twitter is basically useless to me. The only thing that I even use, the only thing I even use Twitter for is to help my friends. Like, if they need something promoted or one friend that I did an interview with her, and she's, like, extremely well-known, and she had this movie that she had worked on, and she wanted people to know about it. And we talked about it on the show and everything, but I made sure that I posted about it, and I put up a picture of her from the film, and gave it a short synopsis before they could click the link to read the review that I wrote, because I put a review on IMDb, because I do that quite often. I'll put reviews on IMDb, and I use a pseudonym. I don't use my real name. I usually use something like, and I know you'll think this is funny because everybody does, None Your Business.
Yeah,
I use that as my name, NUNYABIZNESS, None Your Business. And
that's so
I actually started that originally because I was just trying to get quotes off of this one website for, like, car insurance or something. And you go to these places, and instead of just giving you a quote that they could very easily do without getting all your information, they're trying to get all of my information. So when it would say name, I'd say None Your Business. And then when it would say address, I'd say 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Do you know where that's from?
It's right on the tip of my tongue. I bet you EJ knows. What's 1313 Mockingbird Lane? Doesn't that sound so familiar?
No, I couldn't tell you at all.
It doesn't mean.
Okay, I'll just tell you that it's from the Munsters. That's their address.
Oh, okay.
1313
okay.
Mockingbird Lane. And
I watched that growing up. I was on the tip of my head or something.
And then for the zip code, I put in 90210.
Oh, that's good.
That's funny as heck.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take up any more time because we've got like 5 minutes left, which is actually, it doesn't sound like much, but it's actually more than what it sounds like. So I want to give you guys each a chance to say something else, something that you didn't get a chance to, that you had in your head and you're like, oh, I should have said this. So we'll start with EJ, and we've got a little over 5 minutes. So anything that you want to say and to tell people before we go off the air?
Check out our music, you know, see what we're about. Check out Panic Terror Films. Thank you for putting on this, you know, interaction. thanks to anybody who's ever checked us out or, you know, even decided, hey, you know, let's see what they're about. See, you know, it doesn't seem like much all the time, but seriously, anybody that tunes in for half a second or, you know, pays any sort of attention and, you know, makes it feel like you're not just shouting at the wind sometimes, really, you know, makes it feel worth it. Any sort of little interaction and just any step forward, so to speak, it feels really good. Thanks to anybody that cares, honestly. Gives us a second of a chance, gives anybody a second of a chance and tries to, you know, make it into the next day together, basically. You know, thanks to everybody that cares.
And Brandon, what about you? Anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, along the lines of what EJ said, you know, thank you for doing this radio show, and thank you for anyone that's listening, and thank you for anyone that's ever checked us out, bought our merchandise, listened to our music, came to our shows. You guys are the reason we do this, you know, so without you guys, we're nothing. So that's what we really appreciate is just people that engage with us, you know, that just means the world to us, and really want to say that. And we also have some shows coming up here. We have a show June 3rd at Black Forge Coffee. We're playing with Trainwrecked, 13 Occult, Ant, and City Kid. And tickets for that are online on our website, www.theperishable.com. Then we also have a show July 17th at Brandy's on the Main in Irwin. And it's actually a Battle of the Bands competition.
Yeah, baby.
We're very excited to play. We're playing with five bands. I can't even name them all. There's so many bands in this competition. There's over 30 bands in this competition. So
wow.
We're one of the bands in that competition, so we're just going to play it and see if we can make it to the next round. And that's, you just show up and pay at the door there. There ain't no ticket sales like we can give you for that.
Big thanks to Ryan for putting that one
on. Yeah, Ryan Dowding and Shellshock Multimedia. Thank those guys for putting that on for us. And then also all the local bands, you know, keeping the music scene alive in Pittsburgh. And then we just got a new one, August 27th, we're playing at Southside VFW. It's $10 at the door to get in. So there's more information for that. Well, not really posted yet because we're still getting it together, but if you're listening right now, you're the first to know. So very exciting there. And that's pretty much all we got going on here right now. I mean, we're hitting up the recording studio here in next month to record some new music for y'all to listen to. And, yeah, I mean, we got some more stuff up our sleeve every day. We're just keep on thinking and doing, and, you know, we got a lot going on. You know, we're trying to do great things here. We're trying to keep the music scene alive. We're trying to get bigger and grow and be the best band that we can be.
My head is spinning.
Yeah, I mean, eventually we're going to be looking for a bass player and maybe a keyboard player. So we're always going to be growing. You never know. You always got to keep checking on the perishables because we're going to keep blowing the minds, you know.
If you were done talking, because I don't want to cut you off, were you done?
Yeah. Yes, I am done. I am done.
Okay.
Sorry, I
wasn't. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. Well, like I said, sometimes there's like little blips, and when the blip happens, I can't tell if somebody's talking or not, or if they were already in the midst of talking. So what I wanted to say in the last, it's less than like 20 seconds, I wanted to say thank you guys very much for coming on the show, and I wish you much success in the future. Thank you so much for being on the show. On the show, and have a good night, both of you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. We enjoyed doing this, so appreciate it.
Oh, good, good. Okay, thank you. Good night. Bye.
Thank
good night.
You. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.